All right, guys, life can get hectic really fast. It feels like there's no time and we're always on the go. When you get overwhelmed with life's daily tasks, responsibilities, and unexpected challenges, important things like our health tend to fall to the wayside. Well, my friend, Healthy Cell is here to make taking care of yourself a priority. Healthy Cell makes getting back in the driver's seat much easier. They have an innovative approach to the pill format by using this awesome gel. This vitamin-packed, nutrient-dense gel can be taken by itself, mixed in your drink, or blended with your morning smoothie. Healthy Cell offers supplement packs to enhance your performance, focus, and well-being. Take control of your mental, physical, and physiological health with Healthy Cell. If this is something that you've been thinking about implementing, tap this episode, scroll to our show notes, and click the link for significant savings today. All right, click that link to support your health and our mission today. Now, enjoy the rest of the show. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your host, Andrea Epting, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. We are in season 8, and we are talking about sexual addiction and compulsivity. Today, we are talking about trauma, and the title of our episode is Blame It on the Trauma? Like, can I blame it on the trauma? And this is a really interesting question. I'm glad we have like a question mark behind it because, yeah, you can. You can blame it on the trauma, but guess what? It's not an excuse to not go in to recovery and healing, right? It's not an excuse to not do anything about it, because we talk about this a lot on this podcast, and I'm sure you hear it when it comes to trauma. It's like, it's not our fault, and it's our responsibility. And that's a tough pill to swallow, because nobody asks to be wired that way. Nobody asks to be injured. No one asks to be born into an addicted or a dysfunctional family system. Nobody is asking for this. And it happens every day to the best, most amazing humans. And the result is addiction. And now we have to look at it. Okay. And, you know, in the beginning, when I first meet somebody, I'm just like, and I hear their stories of trauma, neglect, abuse. The first thing I'm thinking in my heart is, well, I'm just so glad that you found a way to cope with that. Yeah, it's addictive in nature and it has become a problem all its own, but I'm just so glad that you found something to help you soothe, something to help you numb out, something to help you overcome, to get to the other side so that you can do this work. Okay. So yes, I have not worked with somebody in recovery from sexual compulsivity who has not experienced significant trauma in childhood. And when I say significant trauma, let me tell you, they are in complete denial about that reality. And addiction is a part of what has created that denial and that separation from the truth of what has happened to them. Okay. So most of the people, when I first meet them and they're coming in because their life is falling apart as the result of their sexual acting out, when we first sit down, they do not report that trauma has been a part of their upbringing, their childhood. And it is not until they really get in to the therapeutic process that they are unable to really bring to light and acknowledge what has happened to them, to really see things as abusive, to see things as neglectful, and to see the negative core beliefs that were instilled in them as a result of less than nurturing parenting, Okay. And I think it's also really tough for people to go here because they have a lot of love and respect and care and concern for their major caregivers. And I am here to tell you that you can still have all of that and look honestly at what has happened to you. Okay. Like you can still love them. You know, you're wired that way. We are wired to love and care for and continue to pursue our parents, whether they ever pursued us or not. Okay. Like love that about yourself. That is fine. This is not about blame. You know, it goes back to our title, blame it on the trauma. No, it's not about blame. It's not about who, at whose hands was I traumatized. It's just knowing that I was. And what that instilled, what messages were received, how often were they received? What did I make up about that as a child? Okay, how did I start to build how I view myself from those messages? What negative core beliefs were imprinted on me that took me to a place where I needed to numb my reality on a regular basis? That is so freaking important. And that is the deeper level work that you come to, that you have to do in recovery, because you will always be wired and have a tendency to act out in these behaviors. Okay. And if you don't really go back to and effectively treat the trauma, you're always going to be a high risk for relapse, no matter what type of cognitive behavioral changes you make, okay? No matter how long you have been abstinent from any acting out behaviors, you will always have a tendency and you will always be high risk for a slippery slope to relapse if you are not willing to address the trauma that set you up and wired you for addiction to begin with. Okay. Please hear me say that. If you do not hear anything else, or if you need to be like, pause, rewind, take me back 15 seconds, do it a few times, but hear me say that. If you are unwilling to go back and address the trauma, you will always be high risk to continue to act it out. Okay. We're also going to be talking a little bit more this season about trauma repetition and, attachment styles and things of that nature. But please understand that, yes, you can blame it on the trauma. You can blame it on the trauma. I don't think there's any value in blaming it on the person who created the trauma. Okay. But I definitely think we have to go back and look at it and expose it and bring it to light, effectively reprocess it and treat it so that you never have to medicate it again. Okay, like that is huge. All right. But yeah, I think that we can know it was not anything other than a way that trauma wired us and a means to try to numb and escape the reality of that pain. Okay. So yeah, I think we can blame it on the trauma. But that is not an excuse to not now, as you are moving into a place of acceptance that, yes, I have a disease. I know I have a disease because I continue to act out in this behavior despite the way it makes me feel, despite how far it takes me away from myself, despite how far it takes me away from those relationships that I want and crave and desire more than anything, no matter how far it takes me away from connection, no matter how far it takes me away from my spouse or my children, no matter how far it takes me away from that career that I want and desire. I mean, like, come on. If that is what's happening, we are talking to you. It is time. It's time. All right. And there is a path forward. All right. And I mentioned it in our previous episode, and I'll mention it again. It's not just a path that's your path. It is a path that will be somewhat unique to you based on who you are and your circumstances, but it is a path that's been walked by millions before you. So it's a proven one, and we know what's at the end of it. You know, it is healing, and it is hope, and it is a life worth living. And it's where, you know, you're reunited with the person that you were designed to be, and you get to live with meaning and purpose. And that's what we want for all of our listeners. And so if you know somebody who might be struggling with addiction process addiction, sexual addiction, compulsivity, pornography addiction, any of this, like, please be willing right now to pause this episode and share it. Share it with them, you know, share it with them with a, just a very compassionate message of, hey, I just thought you might benefit from this, or I was just thinking of you and I thought you might find this useful. Like, please share this episode. It would really mean a lot to us, and it would mean a lot for the listener. And I think it also means a lot when we're able to pass on something to others of value. So we would really appreciate it. All right, guys, thanks so much, and we will see you next time.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language. Yes, I'm a psychotherapist, but guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist, and I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today.
Listen up, Direct Impact Nation. You know how important routine, structure, consistency, and accountability is on the road to recovery and personal discovery. Well, I have developed the perfect companion for you on your journey. My Plan to Recover journal is thoughtfully and specifically designed for the person looking to achieve long-term success in recovery while gaining personal insight, awareness, emotional intelligence, and spiritual integrity. The Plan to Recover journal will help you stay recovery-minded, practice your priorities, and build a healthy relationship with self and others 12 hours at a time. To preview and pre-order your copy today, visit www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. That's www.lightninginabottle.biz/journal. And don't forget to get a PTR journal for a friend on their journey too. Direct Impact Nation will save 15% when you use the promo code IMPACT. That's promo code IMPACT. With the purchase of your PTR journal, you will become part of an exclusive community dedicated to recovery and self-discovery. Visit www.lightninginabottle.biz and let us take you from want to willing, and from willing to healing. Hey there. Yeah, you. The one who's been consuming, absorbing, enjoying, and implementing our weekly content like a ravenous animal and can't wait to get more. We want to give you more of what you crave. So become a supporting member of the show and ensure that the content you hunger for is served fresh weekly. I know. It's free content and we love offering it, but it's not free to create, only to consume. So please consider our monthly membership offered through Patreon. Monthly membership includes access to useful life-enhancing PDFs with higher level offerings in the works to include chats with Andrea, customized playlists, and more. Scroll down to our show notes and visit our website at www.lightninginabottle.biz/podcast. Visit us today and support the show.